You know how they say engineering will give you wings, how it'll help you soar to new heights, how it'll help elevate your career? Yeah, Caroline Kolchak kind of took that literally.
Well, I have a wonderful electronic invention I want you to see. It looks something like this.
Ugh.
1.21 gigawatts.
What the hell is a gigawatt?
You're listening to the Hashtag Getting Podcast, brought to you by Auburn University's Samuel Ginn College of Engineering.
Hey, you podcast listener, you listener to the best podcast in all of higher education. You know it, we know it, pretty much everyone knows it these days. That would be the award-winning Hashtag Getting, brought to you by the Samuel Ginn College of Engineering's Office of Communications and Marketing. I work for that place still. Coming up on 5 years, Austin. Did you know that?
Hey, I'm going to get you a watch.
I hope you do.
Five.
5 years as a communications and marketing specialist. Also have my own shop called Henderson Communications and Marketing. No, Marketing and Communications. You can see it above the door.
Have you paid rent on that space yet?
Emotionally.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I think.
Because you know, like the New Venture Accelerator and things like that. I mean, like.
Well, it's kind of the same vibe. They really have to pay for it?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay, good. No, we kid. That's Austin Phillips over there. The Shacket stud himself. Is that what that is? Shacket?
Whatever it is. Give me my theme.
Sure. Yeah, oh, my gosh. Here we go. Cut that, John. Austin Phillips, the director of the Office of Communications and Marketing. We've got John Sluice over here on keys. Jackson, what's the last name? Wilson? Peters. Jackson Peters over here observing. Can't wait for him to get behind the board. That's going to be an exciting time. Well, I hope you're looking forward to it, Jackson.
I hope we record it.
And, we record it. A very special guest today. You know, Austin, we love our double major dynamos, our overachievers.
We've had a couple recently, didn't we?
I know we have had some.
Yep. Aiden was biosystems
and aerospace. But this one, interesting in the sense that it's not two in engineering. We're going outside. Okay. Aviation. Ever heard of it? Not aerospace,
well,
aviation.
But aviation was engineering at the time.
Never mind.
Yes, it was years ago, and it's moved around to a couple of places.
Isn't it liberal arts now, technically? How's that work?
Yeah. So, I mean, they've moved it around to find the perfect home for it. So, aviation management, we've got a couple of grads that I think, you know, we'll list the Cupola Report or things like that we list them as aviation management. There's a couple on our council
that used to be. Well, how about that?
Yep.
Well, you learn something new every day.
Hey, Jerry,
speaking of.
Stay around here. You'll learn a lot, Jerry.
Caroline Kolchak. Yep, I got it right. Kolchak. Yes, a senior in both mechanical engineering and aviation. Is it just aviation?
It's actually professional flight. They have
I'm
aviation management and professional flight.
Professional flight. Mm. That was cut. Cut it all. Professional flight. But that's liberal arts. Is it the same
thing? It's still within the College of Liberal Arts. Yeah, they both fall under like the School of Aviation.
Both involve planes.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Loveliest village. All right. Planes.
Uh-huh.
Talking about the airplane.
I got you.
Thanks a ton for taking the time to join us. I know your schedule's busy. Always flying off somewhere, am I right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
She has her actual pilot's license now,
what?
Right? As of like when?
So, hang on. Nelda?
Nelda?
That may be it.
I think the only pilot. Well, we have Jan. Do you count Jan as a pilot? Jan Davis, astronaut?
Oh,
those pilots?
She's just a superhero.
She's just a suit. Just an astronaut suit. Yeah, I think we've had a few pilots. I thought we had maybe one fly
maybe
down.
More?
Like Cousin Dan, was he a pilot? Did he like fly down here or something?
I don't think so.
Well, how long?
What about the ladies, though, representing the pilot, you know?
I know.
Like I said, here we go.
How long has it been, you know, a legal thing?
Well, my private pilot's license, I actually earned that, I want to say, summer of 2019. So it's been a little while on that. And then this past summer, I just finished up my commercial pilot's license in the multi-engines here at Auburn.
So summer of 19, you were how old?
Like 19.
Oh, my Atlanta.
19.
She had her pilot's license
pilot's
at 19. Jerry, you barely had your driver's license at 19.
I had it at 26. 26. It took me 10 years. 18 different tests.
Lord.
Well, this is, I know it's kind of exciting. Don't I you feel, swear. I mean, it's one thing, you got an astronaut.
It's like
in the room,
we got a real life Aunt B in
yeah,
here.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
know?
This or is real amazing. Life, just somebody's doing something yeah. with her, you know, who knows yeah. how to get things done. And then mechanical. So let's back up, though.
Yeah, I got to get this whole thing.
Where are you from?
Oh, all over. I'm a nomad. That's what I always tell people. My dad was Air Force, so I've hopped all over.
Okay, now it's mm-hmm. making sense. Now well, the pieces are coming.
Where yes. were you when Mama called? Auburn, that is.
When I first started at Auburn?
Yeah, where were you going to school?
I had actually gone to high school up in Michigan, so that's the only time Whoa. I ever moved like out of the Southeast, but I knew that I kind of wanted to come back down Southeast.
How long had you been in Michigan?
Just 4 years. It was just for high school.
Dang. Mm-hmm. Well, so...
I what mean, part?
Middle of nowhere, which I guess is most of Michigan, but kind of south central Michigan.
I love she held the hand up. Yeah. That's perfect.
It's about that crease line right there yeah. in the middle of nowhere on my hand.
Exactly.
Well, had you already yeah, had college on your yeah. mind?
Well, and where else had we been before we went to Michigan?
Oh, let's see. Florida, Georgia, Alabama.
What part of Alabama when you were here? And how long?
Oh, well, actually, now that I think about it, I wasn't in Alabama until I went to college. Okay. So I started out in Florida, then Georgia, then Arkansas, then Michigan for high school, then bounced around a little bit more.
Where did they go to school, or did they go to school anywhere?
Ooh, I think my mom went to college in Florida. My dad, I think he was out in California, I want to say.
So the Auburn connection, why Auburn?
Well, I knew that I wanted to do engineering for sure. And I knew that I wanted to do flight eventually. At the time, I wasn't sure if I'd go military versus civilian, which that decision was kind of made for me a little bit with a peanut allergy.
They don't take peanut allergy people in
right.
the military?
Well, yeah, for officers, they won't take you if you've got an allergy.
That's nuts.
Yeah, so that decision was kind of made for me.
I thought it was pretty good. All right. Oh, Lord. Well, mm-hmm. they're afraid y'all get shell shocked.
Oh! Oh!
All week. I will be here all week. Sorry. I'll stop now.
I'm going to try to stop. Wait, you see the head, whatever the title of this.
I'm trying to work in almonds. Hang on now. Okay, sorry. Peanut allergy. Well, that's mm-hmm. thing. Okay, sorry.
Yeah, so that's when I knew that I wanted to do the engineering, and then I knew that I wanted to do the flight civilian. And, you know, I was looking at schools that have both really good engineering programs and really good flight programs, and there aren't too many. And, you know, Auburn checked all the boxes. It had amazing programs in both, and I knew that I wanted to be in the Southeast. I had even visited the college, like the campus, when I was a high school sophomore, and I absolutely loved it.
What did you come for? Just a regular visit or E-Day or anything like that?
It was just for a regular campus visit. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Austin, how many times have we heard people say Auburn just checks the boxes? I mean,
it's probably weekly on this podcast.
Probably. Well, that's pretty, well, they're here. So I guess it did check some boxes. But it does seem that we always have, because we had who was Biosystems in aerospace?
No, it was Aiden. That's what I was saying earlier.
Right, my bad. Yeah, Aiden. I mean, what a wacky combination.
I mean, has this dream. This is what I want to do. There's only a handful of places I can do it, and Auburn's one of those.
War Eagle. So why mechanical? I mean, there's a lot of engineering to choose from.
There are. And that was something that I had looked at when I started, was do I want to do mechanical or do I want to do aerospace, just since I knew that I loved like the aviation side of it, too. But I've got a lot of family who are kind of on the engineering side of things as well. And definitely one of the big pieces of advice they gave me was, if you're getting that engineering degree to start off with, it's good to have a really broad base. And that way, you know, if you decide later on down the road that you don't want to do the flying, or you end up being absolutely terrible at it or something, and you go with the engineering, then you can build from there and you can go back for your master's or your PhD or whatever it is. But to start out in undergrad, they had that advice of get that broad base. And for me, it kind of worked out, because to be totally honest, I got that aviation side through the flying. So I had all the engineering and I had all the aviation. And even when I went out and started applying for co-ops, I mean, I've had two co-ops and both of them were with aviation companies, because I already had kind of both sides of it. So
who were those with?
The first one was with GKN Aerospace.
Yeah,
it's
great partner. Yeah, great partner with the college.
Yeah, absolutely. I definitely really enjoyed working for them. And Then after one semester with them, and partly due to reasons with COVID and everything, then I ended up going for another co-op, and that was with Gulfstream Aerospace.
Yeah, another great. Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Absolutely loved that one.
Wonderful. Yeah. Wonderful. Mm-hmm. I really hope you're going to be an astronaut.
It's pretty
much I mean, I'm telling you, we need the third female astronaut at this university.
I know.
To be careful.
Yeah, we got to get some new astro blood in here.
Yeah. I mean, she's checking all the boxes to get it done.
I mean, any ideas?
That's what I'm hoping.
And no peanut allergies. Dude,
I was about
in space.
To say, you can do some peanut research out there.
No one can hear
you
scream.
Summer of 19, the first time you get in that plane and you're flying by yourself.
Have you actually done that?
I have.
I mean,
that is wild.
How scary is that?
I'll be totally honest, it's more exciting than scary.
Oh, well.
I mean, you kind of come back down.
Gosh.
I mean, when you first land, then it kind of like washes over you. And you're like, oh, I was just 1,000 feet in the air by myself. And then it kind of hits you. But when you're actually up there flying, you just go into muscle memory and you've practiced it so many times that
so
just
like
doesn't
driving
hit
a car.
You. Yeah, exactly. Just a more complicated car.
Yeah.
It's a way more complicated car.
Except, like she said, you're thousands of feet above the ground.
Way more complicated.
If the car stops, it just stops.
I mean, do you listen to music up there? Are you streaming anything or?
No, not normally.
No.
Just the tower going, pay attention.
Yeah.
How many solo hours do we have?
I think I have about 11.
Man.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so, I mean, it's so many doors can be open with this thing. I mean, like you said, we're talking astronauts, we're talking flight, and then that's the other great thing about being mechanical. If something goes wrong with the engine, mechanic didn't make it, you know.
She's going to fix it.
You just get them up under the hood.
Mm-hmm.
Your parents got to be proud. I mean,
I hope so.
I mean, they got to be. Are they going to come down for graduation and do the whole, are they up in Michigan?
They kind of bounce back and forth. My dad flies out of Atlanta. He's a pilot too.
Oh, so he's mm-hmm. okay. What was he? Right. So who's he fly for?
He flies for Delta right now.
Wonderful. Oh. And again, mm-hmm. a phenomenal. I mean, Delta.
They love
probably,
to fly and it shows.
Yeah, it is. It's probably the biggest partner that we have here.
They
and
really
especially
are.
In this realm of what they've invested. I mean, working with the College of Business as well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Delta has been a phenomenal partner.
Mm-hmm. And awesome. To be totally honest, that partly played into my decision to come to Auburn too is, you know, I was definitely looking at Delta at the time when I was, you know, focused on the flying aspect and okay, what kind of schools have those strengths? And Auburn, I mean, their partnership with Delta, they have the new building that they've built out there and the simulator. Mm-hmm. I mean, they have a huge A320 simulator that they've got out there, which is a lot of fun to fly.
See, that's the kind of flying solo I could do. Just give me the video game.
Like, yeah, like not Top Gun.
Yeah, hey.
Hey.
I still don't know if I can land on that carrier.
Or refuel.
refuel.
That was brutal. Were you at the game on Saturday?
I was not, unfortunately.
Never mind. I'm going to bring it up then.
But I definitely saw all the videos of
flyover. It was probably 100 yards over that scoreboard.
Oh,
it
yeah.
was not 100 yards over the scoreboard. Maybe 100 feet.
That was a good one. We've only had one. I think we had a bomber maybe come over one time that was real low like that. That was... I mean, that was intense. A little late.
It was late. Yep. And when they just throw it up on the Jumbotron and you can't see it anywhere, you go, oh,
where's it coming?
This is weird.
You know who wouldn't have been late?
Mm. Oh, no. Yeah, Caroline, too.
She'd have been on time.
No, Caroline.
I don't know. Those military pilots, there's
there
something
we
else there.
Yeah. We'll blame it on the band. Well, so... When is anticipated graduation?
Next fall.
Next fall. Mm-hmm. So do you have an idea of kind of where you're looking of the, you know, industry areas of kind of where
people knocking, I'm sure.
Yeah, what you're thinking galore. Of, what's next.
Yeah.
Here.
I mean, I'm at the point right now where I definitely want to keep my options open. I could go the flying route. They have a lot of really great flow-through programs over in the School of Aviation, and they've been getting more and more. I feel like every year that I come back, they've partnered with some other major airline to set up some sort of flow-through program. And then on the side of engineering, too, I mean, I did, like I said, I had a couple of co-ops, and I absolutely loved my experience getting a co-op for Gulfstream. And that was definitely more on the engineering side, kind of manufacturing engineering. I was working in their service center over there and absolutely loved that because I was really, even though I was doing engineering, I was really close to the aircraft and working very hands-on. I mean, even when I was there, I got to go on a few of their test flights, which was amazing. So even though I wasn't, you know, I wasn't the one flying the plane for sure, but I still loved the engineering side of it. So I'm trying to keep my options open right now for sure.
Well, have your phone charged up after this podcast goes live, because they're going to come call.
You talk about taking flight. Many careers have done
These co-ops with GKN, Gulfstream, how'd you get connected with them?
So the first one I did all the way by the book through like the, I forget which office it is, but the
Career Development Corporate Relations Office. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yep. Yeah. And I did their whole co-op interview day and everything to get that interview. And I mean, they walked me through that entire process. That's, you know, awesome. At the time I was, you know, a bright-eyed little sophomore or something like that, and didn't really know the process or anything. And they were able to kind of help me get that interview and go through the application process and using Handshake and all of that. The second time around for Gulfstream, that was a little bit more like outside of that office. It kind of, the way that I described it to, when I got to Gulfstream, is that it was the perfect storm. Like, I was looking for a job kind of through Handshake or a co-op rather. And then my manager just happened to post his co-op position that he had open on Handshake. So it was all through Handshake, but it kind of lined up perfectly, and I was able to get that job.
Wonderful, wonderful. I mean, the job they do over in that office of getting our students connected, getting our students employed, and connecting our employers. I mean, that's something else, is we have employers like GKN, like Gulfstream, who are looking for something specific, and we can connect those companies with these students who are specifically wanting to do those specific tasks. And just what a perfect office to be able to make.
There was just not this machinery in place for a philosophy grad, a major. If there was, they didn't tell me about it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
I will say, in journalism, it got much better. You know, I know Rick Smith took that over, and it got a lot better. But being involved, you know, hands-on in the Plainsman is where a lot of that came through, because in your media companies and newspapers, they were coming straight to Ed Williams at the paper and getting you connected. So I will say, for me, it was a good experience, but it was because I was plugged in that way. You plugged in with anything else besides, it's not like aviation and mechanical engineering isn't time consuming enough, but are you involved in anything else?
Oh yeah, definitely. I'm in a few different clubs. One of the big ones that I love to talk about, I'm in the 99s, and partly because it actually started, or they started that club at Auburn when I was, I want to say, a sophomore. And it's actually just a club for women pilots, which you wouldn't believe how many there are here at Auburn, especially in the pro flight program. Again, that was one of the things that kind of drew me to the flight program here, is that it's all about like that college experience. And you kind of have a lot more women in that program, which is amazing. So that organization, it's kind of a combination. It's like professional, social, just the whole kit and caboodle, really. Like, we have different, one of the things that I started doing was running professionalism workshops. So we'll talk about, you know, everything from what's the difference between business casual and business professional, to how do you prepare for an interview. You know, I've been through way more interviews in my life than I should have to by this point. And so being able to kind of pass on that knowledge to some of the other women pilots here, and then just social as well. Like, we have a lot of different events where it's a great way to kind of connect with other women pilots at Auburn, whether that's through just, you know, getting together to go bowling or watch a movie, or sometimes we'll have like different volunteer events that we can go to as well. So I was very involved in that club when I was the secretary and vice president, and now I'm a mentor in that club. So that's one that I've really loved being a part of, for
Where
sure.
Where does that name come from?
Is
that what you were
going? Well, I had two. First, I want you to take Jared through the dress code thing when we're done. But yeah.
Business casual.
That was my next. I got to know the name.
Oh, definitely. The president could definitely give you a better background on that, but it has to do with Amelia Earhart.
I was going to say, call yourself the Earhart. She was right. She was kind of a hero.
Yeah, and I want to say it's something historical. At the time, I think there were 99 women who were involved in that original club way back when, basically. Gotcha, and that's where they got their name from.
Well, man, because I'm class of 99 high school. I was going to start calling myself a 99.
Hey, why not?
But
you can.
You may get a bad connotation now. So.
Any other ones? Any other good ones?
Oh, I've been in a few. When I came back from my second co-op, I joined the co-op ambassador program. So I was able to, again, kind of help people with professional development, whether that was reviewing resumes or giving mock interviews, anything like that. And honestly, I couldn't believe when I came back after, what was that, 4 semesters of co-op, how much more structured it was, even just in the 2 years I had been gone. I mean, they have so many PowerPoints to walk you through, and they're definitely just, they're so connected with their employers, I would say. Even when I got over to Gulfstream, I was shocked. They have like 70 or 80 people in their program, and they said I was the only one from Auburn. And by the time I finished up, the next intern that they had hired was from Auburn, and the next two co-ops that were taking my place, because they alternate, were both from Auburn too.
Awesome. What a phenomenal story.
More Eagle.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Caroline, can't thank you enough for taking the time. And when are you flying out? I mean, are you going to get some airtime today? Like,
oh, I wish today. I actually just started a class today to get my CFI, which is Certified Flight Instructor. So I should be flying sometime this week. And then in the spring, I'll be back to instruct here at Auburn.
This is, it's depressing.
You going to come get your Discovery flight with me?
Oh, Lord, what? What is that? What's a Discovery flight?
Oh, just your initial flight. You get to go up and...
Oh, because you'd be an instructor and everything.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Let's please do this.
Maybe I should do that. Maybe I should pivot career-wise.
If you can get him up in the air and get him on this single flight...
I am down to 278 pounds. Oh,
listen,
Austin.
that wasn't a weight joke. Oh, that was okay. I had to drive to the Indy 500 autonomous race. So this guy doesn't fly. Well, so I gotta say this.
I have flown. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, I've been up there.
The year was 1999.
Hey, I've been up there.
If Aubie can do it, you can do it.
That's true.
I don't know about that either.
That's true. That's true. I'll be with you.
They both shake their tail. That's all I know.
Caroline, can't thank you enough. And, congrats on everything. And, I mean, Lord, there's too many things to congratulate you on. So I'll just say everything. And, War Eagle.
War Eagle.
Thank you.
You're listening to the #Getting Podcast, brought to you by Auburn University's Samuel Ginn College of Engineering.